This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So, at this point, it's me, it's Machio, it's Gail O'Grady, who played Donna Diabondando on NYPD Blue.
Yes.
So,
Gail Beef O'Grady, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're all in the hot tub, seeing who can queef the loudest. And finally, Machio is like, shush, 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 shush. He makes everybody be quiet, and mm-hmm. He closes his eyes.
He's so competitive.
And he grits his teeth. And the next thing I know, all of the water gets sucked out of the tub into Machio.
Mm-hmm.
And then just explodes throughout the ski lodge.
Wow. And was it loud? Because
Well, that's where I had to throw to the judges.
The contest was for volume sound, not
my
volume
insistence
of water.
Is that the sound of the expulsion was not that loud.
It sounds like it might actually be very quiet.
The reaction of some of the guests was very loud.
Oh, that's an interesting wrinkle.
Mm-hmm. And so it generated more noise.
Where was this?
It was at the—
The lodge?
Yes, it was at the ski lodge.
Was there an avalanche?
Let's see. I was inside. We did have to dig our way out.
Oh.
Yes, it was of snow. So we did wind up having to do that from the avalanche. But the sound of the queef itself,
mm-hmm.
to me,
mm-hmm.
was pretty minimal.
Mm-hmm.
Although I don't know the letter of the law.
Who was judging that day?
The usual suspects. Benicio del Toro, Stephen Baldwin, Kevin Pollak, mm-hmm. Gabriel Byrne, and mm-hmm. Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
What up, what up?
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names on the red carpet line back hallways of this industry we call showbiz. Showbiz, what does that mean? Well, it's short for show, like a movie show or TV show. And biz is a kind of business, which is money.
Money for the movies.
To do money.
And so money from the movies and the
shows.
But
what's all this money for?
Well, good question.
The money comes in and
we do it.
And you start to wonder, well, what does it go back out to get?
Uh-huh.
And we talk about toys.
Yes, and the toys are nice.
The toys are nice. And one of the nicest toys that Sean and I have a special passion for, special relationship to, and a lot of people in the city do as well, and you can see it right when you go outside, and I'll give you a clue. It has metal.
And also glass.
And glass in square. Almost.
And doing rubber on the bottoms.
Yes, and I think you can maybe guess what it is now, and it's a car.
And the segment that we're going to do is something that we call Four Vrooms.
Four Vrooms, and that's based on one of the funniest movies.
And funny, yes, but it really twisted.
It really goes there. It really, really goes there.
Many moments in that movie I'm saying, oh no, they're not going to. And then I'm going, oh my goodness, they did.
Yes. And they did. They go there, of course, in terms of plagiarizing a Roald Dahl short story that was pretty famous even at the time and not crediting him.
Well, that's one of the things. And also he's chopping a finger. And so,
yes.
And there's witches and four rooms. And so we love that movie and we love to speed. And so that's why we have a need for that kind of fastness.
So you say, as in the question, cars are expensive. You and Sean Hayes don't care about status.
Money. We hate status.
And so how do you reconcile loving speed, loving power, And not giving a shit about what people think, and not even caring if they don't like you because they think you're poor, and almost hoping they do think you're poor.
Yes, and instead of a watch, a lot of you know that I wear a piece of trash around my wrist, and it's a Fruit by the Foot wrapper, and then a piece of a tin can that kind of cuts into my arm, and that's what I wear to tell time with. So how am I going to get an expensive car to go fast? And that is a challenge for a true adrenaline junkie like myself, that I need that little adrenaline shot when I step down on the pedal, but I don't want to be seen having money.
One way you can accomplish this is car wraps. This is something that I'm very interested in. I think about it. The science of car wrapping is something I think about a lot. You can buy an expensive car from Sweden or Italy. And then
or Europe,
put a wrap on it, which is like a car disguise. Essentially, you can disguise a car as any other car. And so what I'll do is I have a Lamborghini G2.
Oh, so fast.
Which
and
good. Is four on the floor with backseat, trunk pop, undercarriage.
Yeah.
I wrap it up so it looks like a dirty wheelbarrow, and there's a guy on the on the front of the wrap is an old man, like he's dragging it very fast, but that's the illusion, and I'm dressed like a pile of cans.
Aha! So that allows you to drive it as much as you want and burn up the roads.
And people think it's just an old can gatherer.
And these wraps
exploding down the Autobahn.
And if you think about the this wrap technology and the Tupac hologram and how we're able to create illusions, you would understand why, you know, what car do I want to drive? Well, of course I need to have a Porsche and memory of 9/11, and I need that car to celebrate when the Twin Towers were here and to speed, but I can't have it looking like one of those. And so what I do is I get it wrapped to look like a little red wagon with bunnies and kitties inside and little ducklings, baby duckies hatching out of their eggs. And I, of course, am makeuped to look like a three-year-old girl with an Easter bonnet on.
What do you do about people trying to kiss your car?
Okay. Well, there's an electric force field, and it will blast you into space. So that's one of the ways that I will stop people from kissing my car. Also, got to catch me first, and I'm going fast. And that's why you'll see me zooming over a cliff and then landing safely on the other side.
And what you drive is important in the city, and the way you choose that car is important. Because in the city, there are lots of traffic lights, and so it has to be able to stop whenever you want. And then start up again on command, all these other factors. You want to test drive it also to make sure that it doesn't transform.
Yes. Well, one of the big dangers.
Or if it does transform, yeah, go ahead.
I'll go ahead. One of the big dangers of doing a car with modern times is, of course, you could accidentally end up with a Deceptotron. And if you do get a Deceptotron like Megazord and you are doing driving in that, you could end up part of a crime or even part of killing the ladybug guy. So it is a real danger, and I always try to trick the car by pretending to be asleep and being nearby, and I have these fake eyelids that I can see through that I lower down over my eyeball area and that have moisture on them, and that lets me watch it all night. And if it doesn't sneeze or it doesn't rustle, then I know that it's not going to transform later.
But you, it's tough because all you're really looking for when you buy a car is something that will transform into a faithful monster, like Bumblebee, the most faithful, loyal transformer of them all. And so that sneeze could get you very excited. Oh, maybe it's a nice transformer like Ironhide or...
Yeah.
But just as often it could turn out to be Starscream.
Mm-hmm. Starscream or Carmichael or Janitor. And so all of these guys can be mean guys. And I don't want to have to fight my car. That's something that is just the way I was raised and Midwest values.
Mm-hmm. And it could always end up, I worry about, honestly, my loved ones. Because for myself, it's okay. But because they know that I would give up my life in a second for the Autobots. Mm-hmm. But I worry that they would capture someone that I love, my girlfriend, and she would be scared.
And she's getting held in some kind of
some
electric
cage.
Prison. Yes. And at that point, I go, well, this isn't nice. And I do have to say, I'm a true grease monkey, and so that is putting me at risk. Mm-hmm. I love rolling on wheels underneath the engine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the best feeling of being a man.
I like...
Or a lady.
Well, that's my favorite experience, is when you go into the garage and you say, hey, buddy, when's the thing going to be done? My engine is complete. And the guy rolls out. Because all you see is the big overalls,
mm-hmm.
but then up top it's a big pair of breasts.
Yes, and long, beautiful hair draped over the breasts.
And grease stains on her face because she's been, I guess, kind of rubbing her face.
The oil exploded on her face, yeah. And so then you go like, okay, thank you. And then you know like, oh, this is a girl who I really can talk gears with.
And like when... you go to the doctor, same kind of thing, and the doctor walks in and...
Say, okay, sir, when's my engine going to be ready? I mean, and that's your body.
Yeah. And then she takes off her surgical mask and it's big red lips.
Yes, big wide red lips and a pouty mouth.
And you say, okay. That's what you say when you see a lady at work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I love when I go to the fast food factory and I order the hamburger sandwich and I go to grab it out of the hand of the person. I go to snatch it and shove it in my mouth. And then when I touch the hand, there's an electric spark and I see that the nails are painted with little unicorns on them and have neat things, and I go, ooh, is this a goth gentleman? And then I look and I see the hips.
Goth gentleman, thank God.
And I search in the, you know, tight black jeans for the trademark bulge, and there's none there. And I say, well, then I know what this is. It's a female woman and in a traditionally male role of handing me hamburger sandwich. And that's how I get off.
That's four vrooms.
Four vrooms.
We want to congratulate Pete Holmes on getting that big interview with Vladimir Putin this week. That's very exciting for him. I'm sure he asks all the good questions, and I'm sure he'll really get Vlad to truly make it weird.
Well, I've heard an advance edition of it, and what you'd be surprised to know is that a lot of Vladimir Putin's stories, maybe only midway through them, what you find out is that the same thing happened to Pete.
Mm-hmm.
And he even has a better, longer version of it.
Coming up today is our guest, Erin Whitehead from Wild Horses, and you know her friends, and you know her as well, and she is friends with us, and she's going to be coming in to speak with her friends, the guys, on Hollywood Handbook.
Hollywood Handbook.
So, you know, of course, now all eyes are on Kit. Arrington.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is he going to be able to catch this dog?
Yeah.
You know, and we're chasing, and I'm trying to sort of corral it
okay.
toward him.
Yeah.
And he dives to do a big tackle, and it slips right through his arms, and he goes, okay, who greased the dog?
So you said all eyes were on. A lot of people are just watching.
The whole stadium. The whole stadium, uh-huh. yeah.
And who did it?
Who greased it?
Yeah. Was it one of the other...
Tommy Lasorda.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was another... Like, aren't there...
One of the Lannister guys?
Aren't there bad guys?
The bad guys?
Yeah.
There's mean guys, but also there's other ones that are in between.
Yeah. Because I'm caught up, but some of that stuff is hard to...
Well, and it changes because yes. you might go like, this dragon's mean, but, mm-hmm. and then later you go like, but he's doing something nice.
And he's nuzzling. Sometimes they will nuzzle a
and
human.
It's sweet. Mm-hmm. So it is hard to follow, but I can't wait for the next.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys going to be doing another show?
Yes, like the sort of
yeah.
live event where we catch dogs. Mm-hmm. It went well financially, but there were a lot of complaints afterwards. Mm. And I don't think that was exactly my fault. But yeah, I'm going to do another one. I just have to do it in a different country because it was illegal what we did.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names. In the red carpet linebacker hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what up?
We have a guest. Aaron Whitehead is here.
Bambo.
I'm here.
And we're excited too.
Not as excited as I am. Not even possible.
Oh, wow.
And your friends from Wild Horses with Lauren Lapkus and Mary Holland, and they're our friends
who have
been on the show.
They know you. I don't know you guys.
And
well, yes, you do. We're friends, right? No, but I get what you mean.
One of them told you beforehand that this show was going to be a weird experience for you?
Wasn't one of the horses.
Okay, so, well, we will get to the bottom of who said it would be weird.
It wasn't one of the horses.
It's someone who did the show.
But it is a friend, and female, so it was must have been another female.
Yes, that really
I can give you a fun fact about the last time I was on your show accidentally.
Whoa, okay.
I don't know if you want fun. I mean, maybe we're not there yet. Should we save it?
The fun fact?
Yeah. I don't know how maybe the show
that can be I'll forget to ask.
Maybe that can be the bonus for the pro version.
Okay, well,
it's
you
always
remember?
Nice to have mm-hmm. that ahead of time.
Good.
Great.
Aaron, Sean, you know that we all love movies, and that's why we do what we do.
Mm.
And what movie made you fall in love with movies?
The first movie that made me fall in love with movies was The Neverending Story.
Oh, wow. Mm,
yes.
And you thought, maybe it could be me riding that thing around.
Yeah, and how many impressions do you do from that movie?
I don't have to because I used to get stopped in the street because people thought I was Atreyu, the warrior boy.
Ah.
I didn't have to do anything. I truly had kids ask for my autograph when I was about 10.
And then do a quick impression of Atreyu.
What does he even say? He's always just crying.
Autex!
Yeah, that's... Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Mm, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
But you were smiling when... The horse was dying.
I hate horses.
Mm.
Don't tell the other wild horses that. Mm. I hate them.
Mm. Yes, it's a long con.
I buy a lot of glue. Fuck those guys.
What do you do with it?
I just save it. I put it in drawers so that I can open it up and be like, you used to run the plains. Mm-hmm. Now I own you.
Yeah.
Mm. Smart. We're at peak oil. Good to save. Anything you can hoard and save is going to be a smart move in this economy because we're at
it could,
peak oil.
Because it could be the new money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you don't know what it's going to be.
Anything could be the new money.
Anything, and you know there's no way to account for it.
Mm-hmm. Except peas, Brett. Your peas are never going to be money.
Yes, Brett.
They will.
Enough.
The seeds for the peas will be.
Brett, no way. We told you this.
It's not going to happen.
In you a zombie bought. Apocalypse, people are going to have pea gardens?
Yes.
The soil's going to be no good.
Peas are already sought after.
The soil was burned.
You bought $20 of peas the other day from me, Sean.
No, that's not what happened. I went to the bathroom. You took $20 out of my wallet. And then when I got to my car, you had smashed my back windshield and dropped a sack of pea seeds in there.
They're after my peas. Got a storm somewhere.
So speaking of peas, this is actually a great segue.
It is a good way in, and that's the only good thing about your peas, Brett.
Not the only thing.
Is that it is a nice intro into what we wanted to talk about today. Now, Wolf Cool, it's a great shingle, it's a great industry, and we are doing it. Hayes, go ahead.
We've made a lot of podcasts with our shingle in the past, but we are gradually coming to realize that podcasts are for free.
And dead.
Mm-hmm. And so we have been wanting to expand for a while into doing our own movies with people that we know, you know, friends that we have connections to and things like that. Because that's like what we really bring as a production company. Like we know all these people, you know, we have all these friends.
Yeah, we invest in people, you know, and that's always been the way we approach business.
Yes.
So we obviously knew Aaron Whitehead, okay,
and
she's
so we think
friends
about
some of our friends.
Yes, and so we think about Aaron, and really she does improv, and she is acting, and so
there's
what
a lot of email courting that happens.
Yes.
Emails.
Long emails.
And so what is like what is the thing for her to do with us? And then it just sort of came to us all of a sudden when food documentary.
Yes, and that's what's hot.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about food documentary, what it mean.
What it mean?
Mm.
Food documentary mean to me, you know, I'll be honest, and I just want to break this to you guys right now. I didn't want to say it in the email because I really wanted the job. Because you guys know, like, you know the people I'm on a team with. They're busy people.
Yes.
I didn't have a lot of offers coming in.
Yes, that's
honest.
Your thing.
I'm going to be honest.
You're the unbusy one.
I'm unbusy. People know, you know, that's going to change. I haven't actually ever produced a food documentary, so this was my first one.
First one, yes. Oh, wow. And a lot of times that's the freshman effort is what's really great from people.
Yeah, I think you're going to like it. It's a little different.
They talk about bands and how the first album, you know, they've been writing that album their whole lives. And then they only have 1 year to write another album?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I don't follow.
The first one's better. So your first food documentary, I always feel like
it's usually the best one.
Yes, you've been touring, playing these songs all your life.
And there's so much about food that's a secret. Food, sometimes they put a chemical in it.
I looked into that.
Okay, and that'll be so interesting to hear about.
It's so interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes you go to the grocery store and you look at the back of the bottle and it's like a secret code.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And numbers and everything.
Yeah.
Calories and what?
Yeah, and barcodes.
Yes.
Insane.
Yes. And a story about the company.
Yeah. I mean, that was definitely my aim when I started.
Yes.
And like, you know, with a documentary, you have to follow what happens. Like, it's about the people.
Follow
you
the
can't
money.
Have a narrative going in. Mm. You can have a premise, an idea, but then the people and what they give to you, that's what it truly becomes about.
It has to be a story about people.
And that is what I found.
Let the documentary come to you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And do you just want to talk about the main idea of your food documentary?
Yeah.
Or
I mean, I'll talk about
some of the characters?
Yeah.
Or?
I mean, these people are close to me now. I'll talk, like, let me start with what I went in with.
Okay.
Because it did change.
Okay.
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 Isn't that always the way?
I mean, I didn't know. I just kind of followed my instinct. And like you said, you know. Like,
want to make God laugh? Come up with an idea for your documentary.
Uh-huh.
You know, because he's going to make it. He's going to change it.
Oh, that's not how that phrase goes. Yeah, I don't know. You're
in
wrong.
What do you mean?
It's if you want to make God laugh, bring him into a
plan
room.
A picnic. Oh, okay.
Tickle him a little bit.
Okay.
And then let him leave and have him tell other people. And he won't be able to tell the story without laughing.
That's right. Okay, yes. What am I thinking of with the documentary
That's
stuff?
My next documentary.
Is that... Oh, it's about...
Tickling the face
tickling
of God.
Yeah, it's humor and faith.
I love it. It's a great sort of Bill Maher thing.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, what did you go in with?
Right. So, you know, I sort of jumped off your original email, which was like, you know, there's so many things being put in food these days, and do we even know what they are? And chemicals. What was the company that you mentioned?
Oh, Monsanto.
Right, that's what I talked to them.
Okay.
I can't always forget the name of it.
You forgot the name.
Yeah, I knew it was an M word.
M.
Monsanto.
Mm-hmm. But it was definitely
like
them.
A troll or something.
It was definitely them that you spoke to?
I mean, let me check my notes. Yeah, I did. I talked to them.
Okay.
I talked to them, and I talked to a couple other M companies, and then they didn't have anything to do with the food, so I didn't include it in the documentary.
What were some of those companies?
I called the people of Murder, She Wrote, and they didn't know anything about food.
I don't think another, of them as a company.
That is another M.
Oh, they have a production
forget,
company.
Yes, yeah, yeah, but yeah. There is an M at the beginning. Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, not a company.
So, and I called Meals on Wheels, and they do have a lot to do with food. But
yes, you said they didn't have to
they
do
had
with
nothing,
food, but
they know nothing. I mean, they're like
exclusively food.
Oh my God, they were with charity. It was a nightmare. Nobody wanted to talk about anything fun. It was a very sad conversation. I found myself crying by the end, and I was like, I don't. This isn't about me. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, that's good footy though. If you got that on camera.
I mean, they're giving these people food. That seems like a nice thing.
Yeah, but
that
then where do you go with that?
It made you cry that it was just so boring to you.
Well, it made me cry that, like, I have to leave my house to get my meals. They're not on wheels, you know?
Right. You wish, you wish that were
just
you.
Just makes me sad.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like putting on makeup just to go to Whole Foods, but you have to because I'm a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you guys don't have to deal with that, but I do. I put on makeup even just to come here.
I have no idea what that's like.
I'm suing Whole Foods. The salad, you go through the salad bar, and there's that clear glass that you can't see because it's clear, and you go in to sniff the food to make sure it's good, and you really want to go in there fast.
Well, yes, because what I find is there's so many people around the salad bar, it's like if you don't get in when you can, you're afraid that somebody else is going to scoop you.
Right.
So if you want a big sniff of garbanzo... You gotta
put your head in there very fast.
The number of spots on that glass, too, that are, you know, there's little shatter marks and then, you know, like nostril.
Yes.
Yes, there's a lot of spider
web. A lot of people are doing that.
If only it were just a spider crack that I did.
Did you go through?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Haze.
Went all the way through.
Oh, no.
And then, you know, you understand. Now you're going through Whole Foods with glass in your face. And,
yeah.
You know,
what did you land in?
You made yourself up to look so nice. It was not even what I thought it was. I thought it was sweet potato fries, but it was like some fucking squash.
Oh, that's
some weird something that I did not even want to sniff. And so,
well, that's why you sniff.
And that's what I'm really suing them for, is for the labeling being so messed up, because it's like, now I have glass in my face and I'm sniffing this disgusting squash.
Mm.
Yeah.
I imagine it's bloody too now, the squash.
Which Whole Foods do you go to? Which was this?
This was the one, I'm trying to go to them all so I can get all the bags. You know how they have like a bag for every Whole Foods?
Mm. Oh yeah, I have a Studio City bag, even though it's not really my Whole Foods. It's a little weird. But
I have that one too.
Yeah.
And so this was Escondido.
I don't even know where that is.
Oh, Aaron, you have to go to the Escondido Whole Foods.
You gotta go. Mm-hmm.
Is it better than the Glendale one?
No.
That's my one.
No.
That's mine.
No.
No. But it's
But
it's
you
its own
have
thing.
To go.
Oh, I do. I now
Just
I do
to
want
see
the bag.
How it's different.
Yeah.
What color is the bag?
It's got blood on it.
Oh, so after you. Did they it after you?
Bloody.
That's great.
Anyway. Food document. Do we want to?
Right, yes.
So getting sidetracked.
You said you talked to Monsanto. I assume that is in the movie.
It's in the movie.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do we want to play that clip?
Yeah, you want to?
Okay. Some sort of beep sound, Brett. Do you have a beep handy?
Beep.
Okay. And so here's our new corn. It's got green on the outside, yellow on the inside, and we made it so the kernels, they come off easier in your teeth and they don't get stuck between them.
Are you married?
That's a great question. I am married.
I'm not married.
We got to get all these chemicals into the food. Jimmy, you got
Stevie,
somebody in here?
Yes, Stevie, if you could take the chemical barrel just
Is this your
backwards.
Son?
It's just the only thing that gets me off is putting the chemicals in the food and just picturing these suckers eating it.
Yep, this is my son. Oh, this is Stevie.
Hi.
He doesn't work here. He needs to go back to school, right, Stevie?
Yeah, sure. I'll go back to school.
Are you a newsie?
After I put these chemicals in this food.
Is he a newsie on the side? He sounds and looks a lot like Christian Bale in Newsies.
He's a newsie. We did a sort of newsie adoption thing because, a lot of them don't have moms and dads. And
Do you want a mom or a girlfriend?
Huh. Guess I never thought about it.
I mean, I'm not offering or anything. I just was putting my own story out there and I don't know. Sometimes stories have they're two circles and then they go over each other and then there's an overlap. And if the overlap works, then people are friends.
So you would like to be my son's new mom?
Or girlfriend. How old is he?
15?
Yeah, or girlfriend.
Okay, I think we could work that. In exchange for you not putting this scene in the movie, I think you can have him for whatever you want. Does that sound fair to you, Stevie?
Okay.
This is the best day of my life, you guys, and I'm so happy with what you guys are doing here. I just wanted to say I totally support Monsanto and everything.
I spilled the chemicals on my head! Oh, God!
Oh,
I can't believe I'm making people eat this! Oh, no!
Oh, God, he does not look like Christian Bale
anymore!
It's
all over my head! Oh, boy!
Oh, wow. I got out of this at exactly the right time.
So anyway, that was some of the earliest footage.
Sorry, we forgot.
We forgot the beep. The beep to get out.
No. What is it with you guys? One of you other ones did that too. You
think slash
jingling keys for every sound effect. You have this whole station over there to make any kind of sound magic, and all you could think to do is hold your keys to the microphone and jingle them for everything.
I feel you, though, because I did a bit once where I was jumping into a pool and I had a glass of water, so I did this, and then I was like, if I pour that over my head, no one will hear it. I'll just be soaking wet. So I'm glad I did catch myself.
So, yeah, talk about that scene. Yeah.
You did
end up including the scene in the movie, even though you promised not to.
I promised not to. Also, I endorsed Monsanto, which you're not supposed to do when you're a documentarian. You're not supposed to have a side when it comes to your subject.
Oh, but so you know that.
You've never really been about playing by the rules, have you, Aaron?
I fucking hate rules, man. I hate them.
What are they made to be done with?
They're made to be taken down to the basement and whipped a bit.
And tickled. Oh, okay, yes.
No, that's my next. I can't tickle rules.
Sorry, that's my next one. Sorry, we've got a lot of projects.
Yeah, fuck rules. If I could adopt a rule, I'd be like, I'm not your real mom and nobody loves you. And then I'd fuck the shit out of it like Woody Allen did to his adopted kid.
His kid, yeah. Yes, he's old.
That was another bad rule that he exposed.
Mm-hmm. Why is that even a rule?
That was such a big arbitrary rule.
It was a huge rule, and we needed a brave artist to actually just put it under the microscope what is going on in this rule?
It's like those blue laws, and where it's like in New Jersey, you're not allowed to wear a hat on the Tuesday.
Oh yeah, no one can own a camel in Minnesota.
Yes, and it's like if you adopt a child, you can't have sex with it near a train.
And it's so that obviously.
Did you say near a train?
Near a train.
That was his real daughter. You're mixing him up.
That makes more sense.
Yes. Okay. Well, all
it's
these
very
rules.
Very horrifying.
Because you don't want to waste the train on a fake kid.
Adopted kids are happy with anything. You don't have to give them a real toy. Give them a box. Give them the box the train came in. Let them play with it. It's like a cat.
Yes, that is what's nice about them.
I can't wait to adopt. Anyway.
So what happened with the child that you adopted in the clip?
Well, this is off the record, right? This won't end up on the podcast. Is that's true? I can tell you guys and it's safe.
No, it will end up on the podcast.
But it won't really, right?
Oh, you know what? Brett, mark this part.
Right. So we'll cut this for sure, right? Because I had sex with that guy.
Okay. Well, yeah. Unless it's great content.
With which one?
The son.
The son. Okay. You said you wanted to be his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And his mom.
And his mom.
And we kind of did both. I breastfed him a little bit. And I didn't actually think it would work, but I was able to bring a little bit of lactation up. I think that's what it was anyway.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
And that really speaks to what a sympathetic, passionate filmmaker you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I felt. Mm-hmm. You know,
and it's natural food.
Yeah. Totally. And he had never had that. Mm-hmm. He got this like healthy glow the way like a rosy baby does, mm-hmm. or like the way a man does when he's in love with you. I wasn't sure which it was.
Yeah.
Despite
he
the
also chemicals dumped yes, all he had, over his head. Yeah. That might have been what the healthy glow was.
Yes, because he's starting to have a big glow in that clip.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. And I was like a little worried because immediately you saw how the chemicals melted half his face off. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I thought I was going to be grossed out because he did kind of look like Christian Bale before that. Mm-hmm. But I was like more turned on because he kind of looked like the villain from Batman who loses half his face because he betrays him.
Yeah, what is that guy?
Which one?
Half man, two face, one face.
Half half double man. Which right. Which guy?
The one whose right. You know, his eyeball comes out of his skull.
No.
The red skull.
Yeah. Okay, so that's interesting. So You were in a Batman zone with him to begin with, and you managed to stay in there.
Yeah, I was like, you need to be mothered. Like, you're also too ugly to be fucked, so you need that too. Like, I felt like I really gave him everything he needed.
Yes,
and then I also got some great footage, but also cut this part.
Oh yeah, we will cut this part. You mentioned talking to some other M companies. Did any of those make the film? Are there any clips from? Maybe the Murder, She Wrote conversation that we should listen to?
Yeah, I mean, I have the footage. And I mean, again, like, you guys have seen the ref cut. It's not in there. But do you want to see the Murder, She Wrote footage and see if it should be included?
Yeah, well, I'm just so curious about what it is because you did call it a company.
Yeah, oh, it's definitely a company. I went to their building and it has a sign.
Oh, great. Well, let's hear about that.
Let's see it.
Beep. Too long.
It took me a while to get into your building. You guys have so many gates and locked doors.
Well, this is not a building. You know, you call it a building, but it's a home. It's a residence.
Oh, I wondered why it looked so cozy.
Yeah.
And so many expensive rugs.
And we were just watching TV here.
What are you watching?
We're watching Murder, She Wrote.
You guys watch that even though you made it?
Oh,
we didn't make it. It's just a show we like.
Yeah.
I thought you guys were the Murder, She Wrote company.
No, what made you think that?
The sign on your front gate.
No, that just shows what TV show we're watching.
Oh, so it changes daily.
Yeah. Well, we watch a lot of Murder, She Wrote.
We like the one show.
Oh, well, I'm doing a documentary, and I'd love to, like, interview you guys.
Okay.
So on Murder...
A what? You Wuttery?
It's called a documentary.
Huh?
It's like a movie, but it's true.
What?
Yeah. Even though all movies are true, because really the difference between fiction and truth is like nothing, but people don't get that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so on Murder, She Wrote, what did Angela Lansbury like to eat the most in character and as herself?
We got the numbers in from the latest shipment. Oh, no. Not a good time, Angela. We've been exposed as the Murder, She Wrote company. Yeah. Everyone thought it was just a TV show that went off the air.
They're going to know we got the numbers in from the latest shipment of Murder, She Wrote.
What numbers are you guys talking about?
Never mind. It's just the...
Do we kill her? I know we'd know how to get away with it.
What?
I would be able to catch us.
Quick question. Are either of you guys married?
We're both married to...
one another.
To one another.
Oh, I'm barking up the wrong two trees.
And, you know, also to our mom. Who you met.
Your mom is Angela Lansbury?
Yeah, and we're married to her as well. Is that the kind of arrangement you would be interested in?
I mean, yes. I mean, oh my God.
Because
yes.
It's a two... See, okay, I'm so glad to find someone who agrees with this because it's like a two-for-one thing, you know? Why...
Oh, yeah.
...have all these people you're dealing with.
Such a convenience. Let's all head up to the train station upstairs.
You have a train station upstairs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, they're my real boys.
I've never done sex stuff near a train before.
You're gonna love it, baby!
You are so much more loosey-goosey than I would have imagined in life.
Wee-hoo!
You kind of sound like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, yeah!
Have you guys met Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I found out recently?
What?
She's actually Robin Williams.
Yeah, well, now he is Mrs. Doubtfire permanently because, like,
Is that what he became?
Yeah.
Oh, he, I love that.
The whole thing is like he was sick of being famous, and so now everyone thinks that like this thing happened, but now he's just going around as Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh my God, I wish that. Is that
and
really
he's
true?
Running the Mrs. Doubtfire company.
Love that.
Yeah. Oh no, you can't expose that there's another company for that movie.
Did she just get tired?
She's
you made this real sad face after you finished that thing you said.
She's all getting up.
She's yeah. Everyone's pretty tired. Yeah. It's very late at night.
Well, we could all go take a nap. You want to go take a nap?
Sure.
Yeah.
And if something happens, you know what?
Then something happens.
It happens. Yeah.
That's naps, baby.
Beep.
Jesus Christ,
so,
Brett.
So you could see how, like, we didn't really get into food. Like, they didn't know anything about in terms of what she might eat. They didn't even offer me any food, which I thought was strange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when she came in with the numbers from the latest shipment, I almost thought maybe she should be walking in with some brownies or something.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was hoping. I love brownies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you guys have any brownies?
No. We should have brought some food for you to talk about what's really in it.
Yes, I can tell now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what about just like a whatchamacallit bar?
Yeah.
What's in
there? Whatchamacallit. That's my favorite song.
Okay.
Because I can remember all the words.
Okay. That was kind
Try
of a
it.
Non-starter. I will.
What about
can you meet me down at Low F?
At Low F?
Can you meet me down at Low F for this whatchamacallit song?
Is it the lowest level of the parking lot? What is that?
In a manner of speaking, it's, you know, like the Sonic parking lot.
Whatchamacallit.
Can you take the elevator all the way down to the bottom?
Yeah, I can.
Whatchamacallit.
Yeah.
Whatchamacallit. Yeah, same
I
time.
Lost it.
Same
I
time.
Lost it.
You go low.
Whatchamacallit. Whatchamacallit. What about a caramello bar? What's in those?
Caramel and chocolate. That's
I
talked to the company.
Did that make the doc?
Mm-hmm. That's in there. Yeah. Yeah. Do you wanna see that clip?
You wanna hear that clip?
Sure.
I'm here at Caramello. It was very hard to get inside. I'm told I'm gonna speak with somebody named Todd.
Hi, I'm Todd. So we got your email. I feel like we answered the question in the email, but we'll say it again. The caramel is on the inside, and then the chocolate goes around it.
What about scary chemicals that could melt somebody's face off, Todd?
You mean like the Batman villain?
Yeah, just like that. Are those in there?
Hey, I'm here with the caramel and chocolate. Where do you want me to put this stuff?
Not a good time, Rick.
Oh, wow.
It's just caramel and chocolate. You don't want people to know about this?
Rick, please.
It's made with real milk.
Here.
It's made with real milk and cane sugar.
Oh my gosh, I love the way he says words.
Do you want to be his mom?
Yeah. Are you married?
Yeah, I'm married, but I ain't got no mom.
Okay, well, I could be your mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't want nothing to do with my dad, though.
Oh, so
and
you
he's
do
part
have a
of the, he's part of the deal. Oh. Yeah, I said I ain't got no mom.
What
but,
is your? Why don't I want anything to do with your dad? What's he like?
He's injured.
He's injured?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not like against handicapped people or anything.
He used to work at the factory here. That's how I got this job.
Oh,
yeah.
And now he fell into the machine, mm-hmm. and now he's like a caramel guy.
He's like a caramel.
He's a caramello man.
Caramel man, yeah.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
He's like a human bar.
I would eat that up.
He'll love hearing that.
There's no what other women aren't into.
No,
that?
His problem is not people not wanting to eat him. Oh. In fact, the opposite is what he mostly deals with.
He'd like to have a nice conversation where someone didn't try to eat him.
Oh, I could see how that would be really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have like the opposite where I would just love somebody to like want to do anything other than just talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never experienced that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's like we're the same, but we're different. Mm-hmm. And I bet he and I would be like two circles that would overlap.
Mm. Yes.
Or like two squares of chocolate and like the caramel, like that part where you break them apart and there's like a little hole
mm-hmm.
and the caramel's like bleeding in from one to the other. Like That's like how we are.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I spilled the caramel on
my
head.
Oh, my God, look at his face.
It's so hot.
Oh, no.
Well.
Hey, Brett, if you're listening to this, maybe hit him with the beep.
Oh, so the guy spoke to Brett in the clip.
I should mention, I brought Brett along to most of these,
interviews. Oh,
wow. Yeah.
That's so interesting. In what capacity?
I just wanted company, and sometimes I get nervous around strangers, and so I wanted someone to hold my hand.
Mm-hmm.
He refused each time, but I kept trying.
He wouldn't hold your hand.
He didn't want to. Hmm. He said it was clammy.
Hmm. Brett, speak on that.
I was looking for peas.
Yeah, he kept saying that too.
Your metal detector does not pick up peas. It does. That's for real money.
What do you mean?
Have you ever once, when you're using your metal detector and it beeps, has it even one time been peas?
I found something that looked like possibly an old pea, but it was like a ball. It was metal, right?
It was metal. Yeah.
It was metal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm told it's worth a lot though, so I think it's a pea.
A metal ball?
A metal ball?
Yeah.
And was it inside of a BB gun?
Yeah.
Oh.
How do you know that?
Okay, that doesn't sound like a pea to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting that your metal detector, the story, you talk about how you found a metal ball and not the fact that there's a metal gun around it. But well, I guess everybody sees life differently.
Well,
there's plenty of guns.
It's the pea That's thing, not, I think.
It's the
yeah.
Pea, the pea and right. the gun. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
The mm-hmm. princess and the pea.
Yeah, peas
gun.
On the brain, yeah.
Yeah.
What's that story doing for you, the princess and the pea? Is there like some kind
well,
of...
Well, I think it's ahead of its time. It's telling us something.
Would that be your ideal woman? Would be a woman who could feel pee through like 40 mattresses?
Yeah, and how do you think she felt that pee?
Yeah, she's like a human metal detector.
That's what I'm trying to say. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's an amazing woman. I feel like back in olden times, that was a dream girl. It was like a human metal detector. Now you have to just wear makeup everywhere.
Whole Foods or whatever.
Insane.
Should we get into the popcorn gallery?
Yeah, boy, we really should.
Time-wise, just shouldn't we be in the popcorn gallery?
And do you have the song, Brett?
Please.
Yeah, here it is.
Jingle the keys. Great. So the popcorn gallery is where we talk to you about our questions from our guys. A lot of questions about whiteheads like a zit.
Are there really?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. My
Name-based
dad
questions.
Used to get those when he was in elementary school, so that's how old that joke is. Yeah.
The name-based questions on these forums are just
a lot of questions about Jurassic World. I'm sure that's exactly what you want to hear right now.
I mean, I'm excited. I'll talk about it.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure you love being reminded of Lauren's success.
I mean, I really do. This is not a bit. Very happy for her.
I'm sure you do.
You're alone on that one.
Boy.
Here's a question from Colt Barton.
Okay.
Aaron, you played the nurse on episode of Scrubs.
Wow, these people know their stuff.
Any opinions on the recent VA hospital scandal?
Sounds, with the word scandal, I'm tipping me off. I'm going to say it was bad.
I have a different question. Are those guys friends in real life?
On Scrubs?
Yeah.
My understanding was that they were. This is a question about a show that aired 9 or 10 years ago.
The Scrubs are friends in real life?
Are the Scrubs friends in real life?
You think so?
I think they were good friends was my – it seemed to be the case. Yeah.
Any pranks?
Sometimes, yeah. Because I had a line on the show, but I was mainly a background artist on that show for a long, long time. And sometimes Zach Braff would walk by me and slam the papers out of my hands that I was holding.
How much of that is improvised?
What I just said?
On the show.
Oh, they would do a lot of improv, but then I would notice that when I'd watch it, they didn't really use a lot of improv.
Okay.
Writers like their words. I have no idea what's real right now.
Guilty.
Here's a question, and let's get it out of the bag. Let's get the last one out.
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh, God. What are the – you guys are scaring me.
It's popcorn.
Don't eat it because there's a lot of bad stuff in there.
It's a series of numbers, some sort of code. Okay, so the first question was some sort of code. Maybe that story will continue and when we reach into the bag again for the next question.
Okay. Well, this is the second question. So yeah, just...
combination to a lock. And it's a lock. I better open it. Now, is there going to be another question?
I hope so.
Oh, me too.
Maybe not. We are really short on time.
Okay.
This question's from Jay Monsterface. Dear Aaron, spelled like a boy version.
I'm good.
What's the meanest thing you ever did to a parent?
The meanest thing I ever did to a parent?
Mm-hmm.
I might think of a lot of them. Does it have to be my parent?
No. Better if it
doesn't specify.
My best friend, and this is like, it's one of these things that I feel guilty for, and when you hear it, it's not that terrible. But my best friend's mom was the sweetest, sweetest woman. Mm-hmm. And we were watching a parade. We'd been
impossible.
There for a
my
long
mommy's
time.
The sweetest.
Yeah. No, already, the story's become a lie.
No, I spoke to your mom, and I know this woman is definitely sweeter. We were watching a parade, and we'd been out in the sun for a long time. I was getting kind of hungry. I was, like, not in a good mood. And she reached over in the sweetest way and was like, let's put some sunscreen on your shoulders. And I was like, oh, my God, I know how to put sunscreen on. Like, stop. And, like, shrugged her off, and she looked so hurt. And I was like, oh, my God, I forgot I can only treat my mom like that. I can't treat other moms like that. I felt terrible.
And I thought it was going to be you're so hungry that you
ate her.
Ate the sunscreen.
The sunscreen. Yeah.
Which is food.
It is, and that's another scene in the documentary. Yeah.
It's also legal tender.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to pay they have sunscreen to, somewhere,
they have,
they
to,
have
accept
to accept it.
It. They have to
on
accept
any
it.
Island nation. Now, is that the last question, Ace?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay, great.
So we're never going to know what happened.
We don't
with
know
that
what
lock.
That lock was doing, and maybe it's for the best. Aaron, thank you so much for coming. To all of our listeners, please like us on Facebook, talk to us on the forums, rate us on iTunes, and the pro version this week is going to be
Just Add Pepper.
Just Add Pepper bought
and
the
his
pro
prize
version.
Is you telling us
the
who
fact.
Said that you were going to have
oh,
a
yes.
bad time on our show.
See, you guys keep changing it. No one said I'd have a bad time. They said it might be weird.
Okay. And who said that?
I can't tell. I can never tell. It's an evolved.
It's just but for this person.
Only
it's just
they
for
will
just,
hear it.
It's just Add Pepper. Just Add Pepper.
But you can't. Say you have to say their name, and you have to, at the very least, say the fun fact about your last appearance.
Oh, I can tell you the fun fact.
Yes, and it better be fun.
It might not be fun. I mean, now it might be kind of dark for the end of the show.
Okay.
But let's try it.
Okay. Go ahead.
When you guys were doing your podcast, and we'll remind the listeners, you heard loud voices out in
lobby. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know Sean well, so I'm good read on when something's a bit and when it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So when he walked out and asked us to come in and apologize, I started to cry because I truly thought I was in trouble. So when I walked in here looking like my eyes were full, I was also then my defenses went up and I was livid. So someone goes, Aaron, you want to say something about this? And I was like, no, I don't know what the fuck is happening.
That's a good illustration of why I'm maybe the least popular guy in comedy.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hollywood Handbook is brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.